And at a time that more than half the states in the union have legalized marijuana in some way, some all the way, like California and Oregon and Colorado, others for medicinal purposes, and still others have decriminalized it, why the federal government yesterday would decide that states can no longer pursue their own course on ending this drug war and having a more humane, compassionate policy is beyond me. And I don't want to ascribe motive, so let's not assume it is for political purposes, but it is absolutely the wrong thing to do. Here's my answer to that, because I think you could rightfully ask, well, Beto, not enough for you to complain about this. You're a member of Congress. What are you going to do about it? I signed on to my Republican colleague's proposal, a bill that he wrote to end the federal prohibition on marijuana. I think that will do a lot more to allow states to take the lead. It'll keep that harmful drug, at least if you're a high school student or a middle school student, I say this as a parent of an 11-year-old, out of the hands of kids who today are not being ID'd by drug dealers, profits out of the hands of cartels, and allow us to use the tax receipts on the lawful sale of marijuana to good public purpose. Our laws are only moving in one direction in this way. Who's going to be the last kid in Ciudad Juarez to take a bullet to bring marijuana over into this state? Who's going to be the last kid to rot in a jail in the state of Texas when it's already legal in more than half the state? So I disagree with the Attorney General's decision yesterday, but the best answer to that is to pass laws that represent our values and our interests.